Bill Cosby is charged in Pennsylvania.
We are here to announce today charges that have just been filed against William Henry Cosby. These charges stem from a sexual assault that took place on an evening in early 2004 at Mr. Cosby's home in Cheltenham Township, Montgomery County. Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree. Mr. Cosby's attorney has been notified of the charges, and he is expected to be arraigned later this afternoon.
That's Kevin Steele, the assistant district attorney in Montgomery County in Pennsylvania. So as Cosby faces arraignment today, we look at the statute of limitations in Pennsylvania and why, after so long, all of this is happening now. Joining me is professor and attorney Marcy Hamilton. She's with Cardozo School of Law in New York and the University of Pennsylvania. She's a leading expert in rape and child sex abuse prosecutions. Professor Hamilton, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The statute of limitations in Pennsylvania, as I understand it, was set to run out on January 15th, just over 2 weeks from now. Does that help explain why prosecutors got in under the wire here?
That is the reason that they raced to make this filing. Now, actually, what really happened in the background is that this was a political decision, and that Bruce Castor, who was the DA when she first reported the assault by Cosby, was defeated by Kevin Steele. Kevin Steele will be the new DA, and he is now fulfilling a campaign promise of saying that he would go after Cosby.
Now, this is part of the artifact of district attorneys who run for election. That's not the same in every single jurisdiction. In some places, they're appointed. That's not the case in Pennsylvania.
The vast majority of prosecutors are elected, and elected prosecutors often take the temperature of the political waters. And apparently Castor in 2005 concluded that politically he was better off protecting Cosby than bringing charges against him.
And that clearly has changed at this point. So does that mean then that the difference between 2005, when prosecutors, as you said, judged that there wasn't sufficient evidence to charge or they chose not to charge, and now are charging, that the difference there is just politics, or is it possible there's a difference in evidence as well?
I think there's a change in the rape culture in the United States. But the largest change since in the last 10 years is the number of women who've come forward with the same story about Cosby. It's taken dozens of women across the country with the same story of being drugged and waking up unclothed to persuade prosecutors that this was not a he said, she said event. This was a pattern. And for Cosby to get into trouble, it took all of those women to come forward. And that is what empowered Kevin Steele to use this as his signature comment during the campaign that defeated Castor.
We can't predict too much what a jury would hear in a trial like this, but you mentioned the pattern, and I'm just a layperson, but I would imagine that Cosby's defense attorneys would do everything they can to prevent that pattern from getting to the jury, that they'll make this about just one case, just one accuser.
They will do everything they possibly can to try to keep the jury from hearing about the other evidence of similar acts. And I'm sure that they will try to play this as a he said, she said event and that there's reasonable doubt. The problem for Cosby is that his story has saturated the media. It will be hard to find a jury that does not already have some information that would look very, very bad for him.
You mentioned how important politics is here and that the rape culture has changed. Does Kevin Steele then have to produce a conviction here since politics is so important, or is it enough to fulfill his campaign promise to go after charges against this high-profile alleged perpetrator?
Well, with dozens of women across the country saying they were assaulted by Cosby, it would be a real feather in his cap to win this. So this will mean a lot and could actually propel him into the future. But what we've seen is that there's been a leveling of the playing field, and so that women who've been raped and also the children who have been victims of rape have more and more come forward as their voices have filled the airwaves. Essentially, it's become easier for prosecutors to go after powerful men like Cosby or like priests or very, very powerful people like Dennis Hastert.
Charges filed against Bill Cosby just before the statute of limitations expired. Dozens of accusers, in this case, politics and campaign promises, appear to play a prominent role. Marcy Hamilton of Cardozo Law School in New York and the University of Pennsylvania, professor and attorney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.